Hi, my name is Tatiana. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up or call 911. Are you calling to find a station site near you?
Yes.
So are you want a testing site for to see how you get tested for COVID, or are you looking for the vaccine?
No, I'm sorry. No, I need to a site. I live in Alabaster, Alabama. I need to know a number or something to call to. I understand we're supposed to call and make an appointment to get the vaccine. And I don't have a clue where to call.
They want you to pre-register first, and then they will call you with an appointment. They're not taking any personal calls to book appointments because there's so many people that wants the vaccine. So they have a system where you have to pre-register first, and then they call you with an appointment. They call you like a couple of weeks after. Some people get a call next week or the week after that.
Okay, but that is my question. I was reading a newsletter from M4A, and it had your number on there to call if you had questions as to where to go. I mean, what number to call to even do what you just described? I don't have a clue.
I can pre-register you now. What county are you in?
I'm in the Shelby County.
Shelby. Okay, we have two locations in Shelby. One is Columbiana, Alabama, and the other one is Pelham, Alabama.
I'm closer to Pelham. I live in Alabaster, so I'm closer to Pelham.
Okay. What's your first name?
Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N.
I'm sorry, can you spell that one more time?
Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, like, you know.
Oh, okay.
Marvin Gaye, yeah.
What's your last name?
Shackelford, S-H-A-C-K-E-L-F-O-R-D.
And what's your phone number?
205-821-0286.
And do you have an email?
I'm spelling my whole name. It's mcshack@bellsouth.net. mcshack@bellsouth.net. I didn't mean to confuse you. I'm sorry.
You're fine. I was just typing as you were going.
Sorry. Bless your
heart. How old are you?
I am 71 years young.
All right. And, are you registering anyone else today or just yourself?
My wife is affiliated with Children's Hospital, so she goes tomorrow, I think, to get her injection. But I can't go because I don't work there. So,
yeah.
I mean, she doesn't work. She's she does work, but she's a backup person, and they consider her as what do you call it? Not first responder, but in that first group. So she's going to get that injection. She covers for people. We both are retired. Only I work with Coca-Cola, and she worked with Children. And she goes into Children to do some follow-up. So anyway, she's going tomorrow, but I'm on my own. I got to get it, you know, this way, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just me. I'm sorry. You didn't ask for all of that. Just me. I bet you'll be at the end of the day talking to people like me. You'd be going to pull out your hair at night, don't you? Don't do it. It ain't worth it. Okay. I'm sorry.
I got you all set up now, so you'll be contacted once an appointment becomes available.
Okay.
The health department will call you. We won't.
Okay, got you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.